Philadelphia City Council is looking into the number of jobs lost among black women in the city. WHOY's Tom McDonald has more on a council hearing into the matter.
The council hearing included testimony that 69% of black women in Philadelphia are the primary earners for their families. Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson said it's time to make changes.
This is a major issue in Philly to move our entrepreneurs from being sole practitioners to ensuring that they could hire additional staff, thus helping additional folks to be hired in the community. So,
Alicia Gillespie of Women's Way has three boys and is a breast cancer survivor. She says she's fought hard to survive despite multiple health issues.
The nights I cried myself to sleep worrying about the next moments because of deadlines, and also holding space that I'm dealing with the systems that are rooted in hatred, division, and fear.
Council members say the evidence presented at the hearing will be used to create future legislation. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Delaware Transit Corporation will get more than $14 million in federal funding to help rehabilitate dozens of buses in its DART First State fleet. Albert Loyola from the Delaware Transit Corporation says this funding will allow the agency to repair aging buses and extend their lifespan to 6 years through a midlife rehabilitation program.
Instead of buying a whole bunch of new buses that we would need to do after their useful life is done with, is that we can actually take a lot of those older buses, 51 to be exact, and refurbish them and, like, in essence, extend their service.
Refurbishing the buses is far more cost-effective than replacing them, since a new transit bus can cost anywhere from about $500,000 to nearly $1 million.